I'd like to begin with a poem on prayer by Czesław Miłosz, who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1980. You asked me how to pray to someone who is not. All I know is that prayer constructs a velvet bridge, and walking it, we are aloft, as on a springboard above landscapes the color of ripe gold, transformed by a magic stopping of the sun. That bridge leads to the shore of reversal, where everything is just the opposite, and the word is unveils a meaning we hardly envisioned. Notice, I say we. There, everyone, separately, feels compassion for others entangled in the flesh, and knows that if there is no other shore, we will walk that aerial bridge all the same. I want to share a prayer with you this morning, one given by the Reverend Dr. Laurel Hallman when she was minister of the First Unitarian Church of Dallas. Her words resonate as much today as when I heard them in 1992. Spirit of life, in the quiet of this moment, let us be grateful for the gift of life. Let us see beyond the frustrations that dull our spirits, beyond the routines that dim our wonder. Let us see life anew and affirm the miracle that gives us breath. We pray for peace and understanding in this fragile world. May the peoples of the world find the courage to overcome their fears of one another and be tolerant of the diversity that enriches life. May we live these hopes in our own lives and serve as teachers for those around us. Let us be grateful for the gift of this church, this religious community, and let us not take it for granted. Let us affirm that which brings us together in this community, a commitment to love, to search for truth, and to serve. May we be nourished during our time within these walls. We pause to remember those known and unknown who are suffering this morning. May they find the strength to carry on. These and the prayers of our hearts, we pray now in the silence. Amen.